China.
So guys, another 2 weeks. We lost the podcast due to a technical malfunction.
It's called My Stupidity.
Brain fart. It was an accident, right?
It wasn't. I mean, I didn't delete our podcast on purpose. That would have been just.
And then the undo function did not work.
But we didn't miss much, you guys. I mean,
we didn't talk about anything. What did we talk about, though?
We talked about, remember the Darkie? We talked about Darkie toothpaste.
Yeah, that was gold. That was good.
Which I think that we need to
go over again.
Maybe go over again. And then this week we ate at Wai Po Ja, Grandma's Kitchen, or Grandma's Kitchen. House, or whatever it's called.
Grandma's Kitchen.
It's Grandma's Kitchen?
Grandma's Home.
Grandma's Home?
Really?
Yeah. That's the English translation.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well.
In the
IAPM.
Is it IAPM?
Or it's IAPM, yes.
Horrible name.
Horrible. Great mall.
Great mall.
Best mall in the city, I think.
More than I like. It's best mall in the city.
It's the best mall in the city.
Down, yes,
hands down.
Yeah. Not, I mean, it's IFC, just the, none of the comfort. None of it. Even Super. It's not the most successful.
It might not be. I don't know.
But it will be, I think.
Yeah, but I think so. It's just great.
Yeah.
IAPM, I mean, they have a lot of stuff. They have a great movie theater. They have, you know, every store that you could think of, even the Apple Store. Good food, City Shop, or City Super.
Mm-hmm.
It's just right off the subway. I mean, you get off the subway and go straight into the mall. It's clean. It smells good. Great bathrooms without the staff smoking in the toilets.
Yeah, how do they enforce that?
I think they have bathrooms then for them.
Oh, like employee bathrooms?
I would assume so, because you never see them in there.
That's the smart thing to do.
It's well done. So we did a review of a mall restaurant before, and I don't know if we put it out because the sound quality on that one was not good, but I think we kind of had talked about, like, you know, mall food is not, even good restaurants in a mall would not usually grab my attention.
No, mine either.
And
however, IAPM, they have lots of restaurants, and they are all pretty, I think, decent.
Well, no, I mean, they range in quality and price, but I mean, it's a great mix. Whatever you want to eat, you could probably eat there.
I mean, you have everything from like the high end to high end, like Morton's is in there.
What's it? You know, the Chinese high end too, like Da Dong and
And Charm restaurants in the bottom. And it's not high end, but it's
Da Dong is high end. Da Dong is high end.
I mean, so they have a lot of stuff in there. I mean, then you can go to Haagen-Dazs and get a Starbucks and
Costa Coffee.
Yeah,
they have some original concepts.
No, it's Costa there.
Yeah,
McDonald's on B2.
Yeah, but they have original concepts too. Like, El Willy has a... El Willy, who's a pretty, I guess, well-known chef in Shanghai.
Yep. And then, but Bar Rouge has their steak concept.
Is that Bar Rouge?
I'm pretty sure it is. It's
I know somebody.
Well,
Paul Perret, maybe?
No, I don't think it's him. I think it's actually just Bar Rouge.
Really?
Yeah, because not him, because he wouldn't... I don't think he would do something like that.
So, Grandma's Home. So, what is it? It's a chain, really quick, too, I think, but yeah. People could correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's out of Hangzhou.
Mm-hmm.
It's a chain out of Hangzhou. And if you don't know where Hangzhou is, you know.
Google.
is it just in the Shanghai area and Hangzhou area, or is it around?
No, I don't know where it is, but I know it's a chain out of Hangzhou. Hangzhou is actually supposed to be like a famous place for like food, like Hangzhou, like Jiangnan, this whole area food.
Yep.
That's supposed to be like, not Shanghai. Shanghai, really, the food was never famous. Traditionally, it's never considered like, you know, a big culinary art within Chinese food. But Hangzhou apparently is, even though personally, I'm not a big fan of it. They have a lot of it, and they're always packed.
I went to the original one in Hangzhou.
Is it the one in the train station?
No, that's the one in the train station. The one over by Westlake?
I went to the one in the train station.
Oh, I went to the one in Westlake. That place is packed. Always packed.
Really?
They're always packed. Look at the place that we went today, man.
Yeah.
I mean, this place is huge. I mean, so it's on B2 of IAPM.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little hard to find, I mean, because you're walking around this place and there's no really directional markers of, like, where stuff is in the basement. But, you know, we eventually found it, and this place is massive.
How many people do you think it could sit?
I'm thinking 400, 500, man.
Ah,
it's just massive.
It goes on forever. I didn't see the whole thing, but it goes on forever.
Well, I went to I turned the corner to look at the back, and there's like a whole new thing of booths, and they have these, like, you walk in, like, they're set up because they know they're gonna be busy. There's numbers to take a number when you get to the place. They have Apple computers set up so you can search the web while you're waiting for your food. They have things to eat. They have chairs sitting outside. You go inside. I mean, and even though it sits probably 400 people, I think 400 easy.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, it doesn't look that big, even though it is that big.
Yeah.
They have like sectioned off where you have like one section. Well, you walk in, then there's booths on one wall. Then you go through a different little room, a little like doorway, and then there's like these huge like mutual seating tables, like long, so you can sit maybe. I don't know. I would
there's
say probably
so many different seating areas.
Yeah, like 40 people per table, and then you have like 3 or 4 rows of that, and then
it's cozy. You know, that's what's nice about it. Like a lot of Chinese restaurants, the classic Chinese restaurant is massive, huge, seats hundreds and hundreds of people,
bright,
super bright chandeliers, cold inside, and you got to wade through a crowd of people. And this is like the antithesis of it. It's kind of like cozy, little cozy nooks you can squeeze into with soft, cozy couches and kind of nice, dim lighting and stuff. Cozy, but still fits a lot of people. I gotta say, my first impression right away was very smart business, a money-making machine meets like customer comfort and satisfaction. Really well done.
Save if they broke down those partitions, they could sit way more people.
Yeah,
way more people. But I think this is their balance.
I mean, it was so massive that I don't know if you guys noticed, but there were server stations like all throughout this place that they just had. It's just massive.
It's an army.
I think one thing we noticed when we were walking out was that they had the cameras in the kitchen, so people could watch the food being cooked.
Yeah, that was cool.
And I don't think it was watch the food being cooked, but make sure that everybody has peace of mind that it's hygienic and they're doing a good job. And but all the chefs had like the mouth guards and little chef hats on and white clothes and.
Yeah, very well done.
It looked like a clean place.
Yeah. It was very well, like the operations part of it, it looked really smooth. When you walk in, like you said, there's like computers where you can kind of wait and play video games if you, or I don't know, surf the net or something if you want to wait, if you have to wait. But they got us in right away. You know, we went up, told them how many are in our party. They gave us wrote a number on a ticket for us, and we walked through with that ticket. And like every server we passed, you know, asked us what our number was, and they would send us down the hall to the next server, and then they would point us left or right, and then they worked our way through this maze of the restaurant.
It's a little bit of a maze, too.
It is.
But, they're really great at getting you to your table, you know, making sure you're not lost, and they give you an assigned table at the front, and they bring you through, sit you down, and basic stuff right away, impressed by, you know, they came and poured us water right away, which was a kind of a special thing here. Hot lemon water, and they kept it coming. They kept refilling it, which big points for that right there, man. I mean, in China, in service, that's kind of a special thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I was impressed by that. So
I think the operation parts are on point. Like they have a good system, but the waitress, like our waitress, I thought she was a little wuss away.
She was a little bit slow. She didn't. I don't know what it was. I don't know if we got a bad. So this is my impression from that place was they have a great system, but the people aren't quite there yet. You know what I mean? It's kind of like Ding Tai Fung. It's, you know, another big chain where, you know, it's a great system and the people are going smoothly. My impression, and just my impression, and maybe it was just the waitress that we got, was the system was there and it kind of relies on that. But the people are just like, oh, yes, I want a bottle of water. And they're like, well, here's tea. You already ordered tea. Okay, I want a bottle of water. We have lemon water. You want that? No, I want a bottle of water. I mean, and when I ordered, actually, before you came, I ordered a bottle of water as well. And it was not the same, but it was similar. It was like, I want a bottle of water. And she's like, oh, I got lemon water. No, I want a bottle of cold water. Oh, okay, well, we only have this. You know, just it was a weird interaction.
Yep.
You know,
However, again, there's the guy manager. He was dressed to the nines, though. Yeah, I mean, he was suited up with a tie, pouring waters for people. Well, and
very good presentation.
I mean, he was good looking. He looked like he took a shower that day. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
And I thought operation wise and staffing wise, I thought they were okay. Except for that, our one waitress was a little didn't give a shit.
Yeah, it was weird. But remember, you asked for napkins, too, and it took a while for you to get napkins.
Well, I had to ask twice.
Huh?
I had to ask twice.
Yeah, they definitely forgot.
Oh, yeah, and then I asked for the sugar for the tea.
Oh, you didn't get sugar.
No, she said, what kind of sugar? Like, what do you mean? Just give me some sugar for the tea. And she's like, well, it has tea. No, what she said,
it's already sweetened.
Yeah, it's sweetened already.
Just give me sugar.
Yeah, like, what?
Yeah.
What's wrong with this lady?
Well, that's the thing. That's what I think it is. That the system of that restaurant relies on the system they have in place.
Yep.
As soon as you ask for something that's not in the system, they don't know how to handle
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I agree.
You know,
that's a good observation.
That's a hit or a miss. I mean, finding, you know, the right talented people, especially in a, like I said, a money-making factory restaurant like that, that's a challenge, especially in this environment where that type of service culture is still developing. But management-wise, that is a huge positive points indicator for me, because to me that is a real system where it shouldn't be, when you're hiring someone, that you have to find that magical unicorn of a person to make this position work. You know, the setting of expectations within a position by good management should set it up so that just about anyone, any C average person can fall in that position and succeed. Even if they give you a little, you know, weird question about the water or whatever, they're doing their job successfully because of the system of management that's put in place.
But that's the thing. I expected Ding Tai Fung level of service. I didn't expect it because it was crazy. I expected it because I think that's the way they set expectations. This is going to be Ding Tai Fung. But it wasn't quite there. It was good. It was not bad at all. But it wasn't. I was not impressed by it.
I have to say this because I just want to fucking kill people sometimes. So I'm in the office. I order food from my kitchen. Chef comes out there. So I order some stuff. The cold stuff comes out. My beef tartare, whatever.
Good.
Go away. Yeah, it was good. And then the steak came out. And you know, honestly, the supplier or the purchasing guys are messing with the quality. So we're not getting the quality that we originally had before. And so I saw the steak. It came out there. I took it back to the kitchen. And I said, this is not the steak that we want. This is not how it's supposed to be. We got to change it. I look around and I notice that I ordered two burgers too for me and the other manager. And so I look around. I'm like, where's the burgers aren't cooking? The chef says, oh, I don't make the burgers. I do the cold stuff. Okay, so where's the chef that knows how to make the burgers? Oh, he's in a meeting. Okay, why don't you make them? I don't know how. What do you mean you don't know how?
How did he make the steak?
I don't know. Apparently, he just made the steak and just said fuck off to the burgers. So go get the chef that can make the burgers. I mean,
it's an order.
It's an order. Go get the chef. Yeah. So okay, he goes gets the chef. Burgers come out an hour and 15 minutes later. I waited an hour and 15 minutes for my burger. So then I pick up my burger, so super hungry, take a bite into my burger. The cheese is wrapped in plastic.
How did it feel like? Did you notice that it was like, did it melt the cheese? Oh, I mean the plastic.
The cheese is wrapped in plastic. It was like a cheese single. Oh. Yeah, you know, and they didn't take the plastic. They took the fucking cheese, put it straight on the burger in the fucking plastic. I bit into it, and I was just like. I took the burger, I threw it down at the chef, I walked out quietly, and went up to Mr. and Mrs. Bonnet for dinner.
Set the standard for me real quick, because maybe for other listeners too. Like, now that I've been here a short time, someone's told me about Ding Tai Fung and what that is. But until very recently, I had no idea what that is. You know, probably a lot of people have.
Like a traditional Chinese chain out of Taiwan, and they serve like traditional Chinese food, a lot of dumplings, a lot of steamed stuff. They blew up. I think they have a Michelin star, actually.
Mm-hmm.
They blew up when they got reviewed in the New York Times. And I think it was like back in the early days where I think in Asia there wasn't a lot of Michelin stars, except for Japan, of course. And this was like a regular, like, you know, very basic food. And they got a Michelin star. And they blew up. And now there's a chain. And they do both. They do a system where they bring in everybody, they don't have unicorns, and they train them like no one's business.
Mm.
I mean, they have incentives for, you know, learning English, progression chart in terms of, you know, becoming a waiter and going up to managers, how to do it, what skills you need to have, and everyone's supremely well trained. And again, they just train them really well. They don't just rely on the system to work, you know. That's why they have, for example, at Grandma's Kitchen, the menu, you write, they don't take your order, you write down what you want.
Yep.
You know, that's a foolproof way of doing it.
Yep.
You know, and so the system is kind of there, but it's, that's the thing. That's why I was impressed. They threw in a C average person there, and it was a C average kind of service. It was passable, but it was Indian Tafang. It was not like a McDonald's chain operation. It didn't feel like that.
I think it wasn't bad, honestly.
I've had worse
service, but look, I think that it was the individual, not this. I think Wally's right with the system. The system is foolproof. We got our food.
Yeah.
You
didn't get your sugar.
I didn't get my sugar because she was an idiot.
But you didn't get your sugar.
But I gotta say, it was some of the best service I've had in China so far.
I could not disagree more. It was okay. They delivered the food. They didn't say what it was when they delivered it.
Have you had much better off the chart service in China before?
Yeah, for sure.
Not often.
But I don't think this is outstanding. This is not.
It wasn't outstanding. No,
basic.
But they did. What I'm trying to say is they
basic
did their job.
Pretty awesome. In China.
They did their job, and we've been to places where they didn't even do that.
Yeah, but I'm just saying if we're starting with great service, one of the best in China, with they did their job. And kind of did their job, and we even admit that our waitress was an idiot, we're off to a pretty bad start. We're setting the bar real low. I mean, imagine if you got your sugar, how awesome we would rate it. We'd write New York Times coming over here, he got his sugar. No, it was basic service, and it was definitely not outstanding, except for the lemon water pouring in the beginning. That's really, I think, what threw us off. We're like, oh my God, they're pouring the water for us, and they keep refilling it. That's what threw us off. Except for that, everything was average or actually not even that good because you just still didn't get your sugar.
Anyway, so guys, what did we eat?
Okay, wait.
Let's talk about the food. We talked about the restaurant.
I got to ask this. I'm really curious. David, I know you've been in food and beverage business for quite some time. So this may be something you've thought about. Jeffrey, I know you've been in longer than me. But, you know, honestly, if I was me listening to this even just a couple years ago, I would have been pretty bored and thinking, what's the fucking big deal about service? Like, who cares, you know?
That's true.
You know, for your average person, I just wonder. Now my thoughts have changed, even just working in luxury retail before. I mean, my expectations and standards for customer service in general have changed, and it's become something I think about and notice now. But before, I mean, it just wouldn't have crossed my mind. I would have been annoyed. I would have left annoyed that, you know, I should have to ask for my sugar maybe. Or, you know, or maybe I just wouldn't have thought about it too much. But it's after I've been in that situation where I'm the person, you know, being, you know, serving,
Wally,
being responsible for service.
I love you, but what's your point?
Is it something that you guys have always thought about? I mean, is it something you guys have always paid attention to at restaurants?
What, yeah. Service?
Yeah, it is something I always thought about.
Sure. Oh, well, that's the thing. It goes back
that's
to
why,
our...
I mean, David, that doesn't surprise me because you've always been in the industry.
But wait,
that's true. Okay.
No,
yeah, fair enough.
You're right. But the thing is, that's the thing. Remember what you're talking about, managing expectations. The expectation coming in here was I was going to get service like Din Tai Fung, and it wasn't there. Before I didn't care, and I really don't care about... You could have gotten your sugar if you asked for it enough, right? You could have been just, give me some fucking sugar.
Yeah.
I'm sure you could have gotten it, but you just got annoyed and you're just like, forget it.
That's true. I didn't get annoyed.
After she asked you what kind of sugar you wanted.
Yeah, I didn't.
He was just like, I'm over this.
Yes, I'm over it.
I don't need it that bad.
I'm hungover and I don't want to deal with it.
Food? Okay, let us go to the food. Crispy duck, more.
A full carcass of a crispy duck.
Yeah, that was just ridiculous. So this is supposed to be like grandma's food, and that's kind of their tagline, is like the food that your grandmother used to make. A straight up carcass through the ass, like the neck wrapped around this bar brought to you. I don't know whose grandma cooked this, but yeah. And that kind of presentation, it was pretty
which wasn't that good.
It was not good. Didn't like it.
I mean, I didn't I didn't like it
at all.
We ate it.
We ate it because it was meat, but it wasn't good.
No.
Okay. Off the bat, now looking at other tables, I don't think we chose the right food.
Look, there's nothing wrong with our food. Like the quality was good. The flavors were okay. I mean, you're right. We chose wrong. Our hey muar, our black fungus was good.
Great.
Our jalan, our kale was good. You didn't like your stinky tofu.
Yeah, you know, hey, I gotta say, I mean,
stinky tofu, I think it was kind of really good presentation. Good.
Yeah, I mean, it looked good.
Super stinky. It's true.
All right, so back, but then we had, what else did we have? We had some soup. Soup was okay.
Soup. Some stir fried vegetables with some meats in it.
Some noodles. I had the what was it? The banh mi.
Yeah, the cold noodles.
Yeah.
How was that? I tried a bite of it. Didn't like it.
No, actually, you know what? I'm gonna have to say that the food was a fail. I want to say that this place has good food. I want to.
Yeah, me too.
I just want to say this place was amazing.
Me too.
But now that we're talking about it, after we left this place, I'm just like, nah.
Nothing was great. Nothing
no, it wasn't.
I left
the taro balls were whatever. Were taro-y.
They're okay. Yeah,
they're okay.
To me, it felt like I had a bunch of little plates of snacks. I didn't feel like I got a real meal, but maybe I was just because I didn't have something hearty.
The food, and this is why I think we ordered wrong, because looking at other tables, there was a lot of good stuff there. But again, the stuff we had, and remember, the way the menu is you order yourself, you just check what you want. And there's like recommendations, there's stars, there's big thumbs up. And I went for the thumbs up. Whatever they have, like the big recommendations are a little bit more expensive, but I got them, you know, like, okay, this thumbs up. And hopefully we got nothing. The crispy duck, I think, was supposed to be, it wasn't crispy. The crispy duck was not crispy.
We had a conversation with a friend who's a chef, okay? And of course, his big argument was that people go to restaurants because of the food. So obviously, this restaurant, this chain has blown up into a chain and become quite well known, always busy. It must be because of the food, right? I mean, I'm sure it's not the decor of the original restaurant that made it famous. So what are we missing? What did we miss with the food? Is it just not our acquired taste? Is it?
No, I think I disagreed with him that people don't go to restaurants just for the food.
Yeah, but okay.
And to be perfectly honest, the food, the food is part of it, but it's not the entire thing. And the food can be good, but it doesn't always have to be good. If it's a quantity for the price, or the quality for the price, or, you know, one thing or the other. I mean, you could actually have mediocre food, but you get a shit ton of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it costs a good price. It's not the best food in the world, but I'll keep going back because I get full for five bucks or something.
I think he would consider that. Yeah, I think that's what he meant. He meant for the price. You know, that's, I think, what he meant. If it's good food and it's the right price for what you're getting.
Well, no, he was saying that that's all you need in a successful restaurant is good food.
Well, that's what he means. But that's what he means. It's good food for the price.
Okay, but in this situation, this restaurant in particular, you said you went to the original one, or you went to the original one?
I went to the original one.
I went to the one on the train station in Hangzhou.
Okay, so if you go to what are those ones like in the train station and the original one? Are they big, fancy places that are super nice?
The one on the train station, yeah, it's like a little bit like this one.
The one that the original one is it's old, man. But I mean, it was okay, nice decor.
So I mean, but it wasn't the decor that turned it into like this chain that now is, you know, popular.
But like I said, it's everything. It's food. It's the ambiance. It's the people. It's the service.
The marketing.
It's the marketing. You know.
But okay. In a way, the chef does have a point. I will not go to a place that has bad food but great service.
No. No way.
No way.
Wait, your first restaurant with the chef. Uh-huh. Your first restaurant with the chef. I went back every weekend, even though I always had bad food.
Well, the food wasn't bad.
What are you talking about? You guys put kingfish on my salmon and stuff it up one time.
Yeah.
I mean, every week.
Mistakes happen, but the food wasn't
every
bad.
Every week, there was a complaint about the food.
Sure. But I'm
for
just
a long time, and I kept going back. Why?
Because of me. But not because of the service.
Because of you.
Not because of me. No, don't think. But no, the food was good.
The food eventually became good, yeah.
But I'm just saying, it wasn't like you didn't get a Caesar. There was mistakes, but then there was tons of mistakes for sure. But I'm just saying, the food was good. The food wasn't bad. the food was always good, but there was a lot of mistakes. So you would order this kind of sandwich, you got a different kind of sandwich.
Yep.
They would fuck it up, they would go back, redo it, but it was not bad. Every time it was good.
Yeah.
It's not like you got a Caesar salad and everything was right, but it tasted bad. No, no, no. They made mistakes. They would forget.
No, you just order a salmon and kingfish comes
exactly,
out.
Exactly, exactly. But I'm just saying that's a mistake. That's not
hidden underneath salmon.
What I'm trying to say is that's
that was seriously? Classic.
That's yeah. what happened. Yeah,
no,
what
seriously?
Happened. Yeah. So I ordered the same salmon sandwich that he has now on the menu, and like they put like a couple strips of the salmon on top and then stuffed kingfish underneath. So like I would have noticed it or something. And I'm just like, are you kidding me? Yeah.
But that's wow. the thing. Those are mistakes. Actually, that was not a mistake. They did it on purpose because they ran out of salmon.
Yeah.
And Freddie almost lost it. But again, it's not the food is not bad. You know what I mean?
That was bad.
No, what I'm trying to say is bad food for me is when.
But that's a service issue. Back to it.
Exactly. That's a service issue. Yeah, that's a
no,
service
that's
issue.
A food issue.
No, it's a service. No, no.
So there's no wait. That's a food. That's a food.
What I'm trying to say is, if the recipe is correct. They do it according to the recipe, and it tastes bad, then the food is bad. You know what I'm saying? If I order, let's say, a Caesar salad, and they give me a Greek salad, I would say that's a mistake. That's not bad food. That's very different things. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The food was good. They just fucked up a lot.
But I disagree. If you're fucking up the food, it's bad food. It's bad everything.
No. They're not... That's what I'm saying. Yes, technically.
Look, theoretically, look. You worked at McDonald's. I worked at McDonald's yes. before. McDonald's hamburgers are fucking delicious if you follow the recipe properly. You put the little salt and pepper sprinkle on there. You put them in the little fryer thing. You toast the bun properly, and you put some TLC into a McDonald's burger. That shit's going to be good.
Yeah.
But you know what we get? A lot of shit because they didn't follow it. Now, you can't say McDonald's has good food, but they just make mistakes because they don't make it properly or don't put the TLC into it. No, it's just shit. The food's bad.
No, but exactly. But at my first restaurant, it was just a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
A lot of mistakes.
Anyway, regardless, what I was trying to say is I went there every week because you were there.
Not because of the service. No, but my point is still standing.
It was a comfy place. And you still gave me discounts.
You never went to a place because it had great service but bad food.
That's true.
It doesn't matter how good the service is. If it has bad food.
Yeah, you're right. What I'm trying to say, like for a successful restaurant, it takes everything.
Or sometimes everything's not enough. You have great service, great food, great whatever,
yeah,
ambience, and you'll still fail.
You know, there's some places that you do go to because the food is delicious and it's bad service. I mean, what's the little famous
24-hour
noodle shop? You know, you got to kind of argue with the lady to order your noodles, but they're delicious and you'll keep going back.
David, we were in Tokyo one time together. We met up there. I was in somewhere in Sapporo. We thought New Year's Eve, Tokyo, is going to be raging. It's going to be crazy.
That's right. It was New Year's Eve. That's right.
Oh,
it's going to be crazy. Happened.
Everyone went to bed early so they can get up at sunrise.
Pretty much. It was dead. Everyone went back to their hometowns.
All of Tokyo was closed.
It was Spring Festival. It was like China Spring Festival.
Yes, exactly.
Everybody went back to their hometowns, to their grandparents' house. It was dead. It was dead. The city was dead.
Streets of restaurants just closed.
Yep, closed.
We ate at I think Subway or no 7-Eleven and McDonald's every day because we couldn't get anywhere.
Nothing. There was nothing.
Like, you want to go somewhere, you have to go in the cut to find a restaurant that's open.
Wow.
Everything was.
They changed the hours. Some places were just only open like during the day for a couple hours.
Yes, exactly. During the day.
And it was just like, are you kidding me? Anyway,
we stayed in the center too, like walking distance from Roppongi.
Walking distance from Roppongi.
One of the few places that was open was this noodle shop, and they did Chinese noodles. And one of the chefs there looked like Mark Wahlberg.
Yes, this is a Japanese guy that I swear to God, he looked exactly like Mark Wahlberg.
And we thought he was maybe Mark Wahlberg researching his next role.
Yeah, because he looked exactly like the guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
And those were the best noodles we had.
Yep.
And we went there day after day. It's closed now. Yep. Why? because it's New Year.
They were just amazing, man.
They were good, and then we went back. Remember, they closed down. They also closed down. They were open for a little bit longer than everyone else, but they closed down too.
Yeah, we were just like, it was like we were cut short on our noodle fantasies.
It was amazing noodles.
But anyway, those were Mark Wahlberg noodles. So let's wrap it up with Waipul Jah.
Yeah. I want to say that we didn't get
enough justice out of it. Like, I want to say go again.
I want to say open minded with it. You know what I mean? I don't know.
I don't know why. I don't know why I feel like I need to give it a chance.
Yeah. I don't know why. Exactly. Why? Why do we need to give it a chance? Because so many people like it. We must be wrong.
It's packed. It's packed. Packed. They have a 500 seat fucking restaurant. Of course, they're packed.
Always packed.
Always.
That's why I asked the question about what is it that makes it packed? Because either I missed something with the food. I mean, it wasn't bad, but I wouldn't go back again.
It wasn't expensive
for the food.
It was expensive.
It wasn't.
How much did we spend?
We're under 400 with us.
Yeah, it's expensive for regular Chinese food, for basic Chinese food.
Are you kidding? How much did we spend at Xinjiang food last week? Was 900?
Still, what? Man. We got
900?
No.
What are you talking about?
How much did we spend?
I think the food was good. It doesn't have to be expensive, actually. We ordered a lot. We ordered that crispy, stupid duck, which we didn't have to order.
That was 80 quid right there.
Yeah. It was, you know what I'm saying? You could get out of there spending, for Chinese food, it is expensive. For basic Chinese food.
Three people, we spent 400. I mean, that's how much? 50 bucks, 55, 60 bucks?
Yeah.
60 bucks, 20 bucks a person? Come on. That's not bad.
It's not bad. Expensive.
But for my vegetarian friends out there, I mean, you're probably going to go in there feeling like that scenario where you go in, you're the weirdo who eats rice and salad, and then, you know, you got to go eat again afterwards because you didn't really eat.
Atmosphere, I give an 8.
Yeah, agree. 100% 8. Actually, the first, you weren't there, but the first, the chair, the table next to us, we sat down there and the lamp was right in your face. And I was actually, they had a few details failed, but we moved tables and it was really nice.
Okay.
It was comfortable. It was warm. It was...
Yeah, it was warm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you take a date there? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, nice date spot. Nice ambiance.
IAPM. Yes.
Stupidest name.
Stupidest name. But no, it's a great place for a date. You go there and you can... It's Wonderland for a date.
Yeah, bring some money.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but bring some money.
Yeah for sure.
IAPM, please change your name, but we love you.
Yeah, it's great. Great mall. Your name fucking sucks.
Your name's horrible.
Oh my god.
I'm not a big fan of the malls in general. Like,
but it's a good
not
mall.
My atmosphere. But it's nice. I mean,
I'm not a fan of malls, but I mean they did it right.
Yes, it is.
I mean, think
it
about this. Okay, let's talk about this as a date spot real quick. You walk in, you book a table at Waipul Jah or some of these other restaurants. You go take some stupid pictures with the reindeer or the big snow angels they have on stilts there, or Santa Claus. Then you go up, go down to have your dinner. Then you go and get a Haagen-Dazs and grab an ice cream while you go sip a coffee while watching on the top floor.
And then you go see a movie after.
Oh, they got the theater there too. They got the theater.
And it doesn't matter. Maybe you might be a little sick. The bathrooms are clean. Go there, you know, do your things in the bathroom. It's nice. I mean, you're not gonna be disgusted if you go to the bathroom.
Yes, true.
If you don't go into the bathroom with your date and say, I'm going to go to the bathroom, I go. It's actually enjoyable there because it's clean, it's nice, it smells good.
You know what? I didn't do the bathroom review.
Wally.
Fail. We definitely have to go back.
Oh, you don't have to, man. It's perfect.
Bathroom's clean there, basically. Yeah. Okay.
I think for the price, I think people go there, and I think this is another thing, a factor we're missing, that I think, especially if you're China, it's important. People are worried about hygiene. People know they could get the same food, the same quality of food, for a fraction of the price. Nothing we got there should be that expensive.
Sure.
Nothing.
Sure.
Every dish, if you go a little bit out of the way, and I mean a little bit, you could get for half the price or even less.
Sure. Absolutely.
I mean, we've had this kind of meal for 100 quid. For 3 to 4 people.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You could probably walk around the corner and buy that same meal for 100 quid.
Exactly. We could have bought that whole, except for the duck was just stupid. Let's disregard the duck. The moar should be, you know, it's a 15 quid meal. The little meat cold dish is a little expensive. That would be around 20 to 30 in another restaurant. So what, we're 30, 45 maybe. The main dishes are maybe should be 30 each, 40 each. There wasn't that much meat in them. There was mostly cabbage and peppers. Seriously, you could easily get that whole meal except for the stupid duck for 100 quid. Service announcement for people out there.
Yeah.
Yes. So you're having a hosting a party at your house. You have a bunch of wine, some champagne. How do you? What's the order? So this is a little F&B knowledge. Some wisdom. Drop some wisdom.
It's very simple. If you have 6 bottles of champagne, you don't open the last bottle of the best shit you have in the house after everybody's drunk.
Because a lot of people, because a lot of people be like, okay, people come in, you know, I'm gonna save the best for last. When it comes to great champagne, you do not save the best for last.
That's a good point.
You open it first.
Yeah. Very good point.
Well, everybody's sober and can appreciate that. And then you tell everybody how it's a vintage and shit like that. Make yourself look all fucking important.
Yeah.
But you know what we did? We slammed that bottle.
That's true.
We slammed it. We opened it and we slammed it in 2 minutes and ran out the door to go to a club.
Yes.
Yeah. That's true.
And yeah, and Bollinger, same thing. We had 4 bottles of wine before that. And how many Heinekens? Not Heineken, Whole Gardens.
Oh, I don't. I think like I said, I killed your keg last night.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so, always go with a good one. And then she takes out that, it's a super expensive bottle of wine, champagne too.
No, it was just a 2004 Veuve Clicquot Rosé.
No.
The Bollinger?
The Bollinger.
I think, what's cost price on that? I think about $50, $50 US.
You think so?
Yeah, it's not that much. It's just a Moet entry level.
No, it was a vintage.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Was it?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
It wasn't just...
No.
Oh, are you
vintage.
Serious?
It was a vintage. Shit. I think 2004 okay. or something. Or 2002.
Actually, I think it was... I did see 2002. Now I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, it was a vintage. It was a vintage.
Oh, that sucks.
No, it was good.
Oh, we destroyed it, though.
Yeah, she was happy opening it. She wanted to drink with friends. Dude, I'm saying, she's very
poor, happy. Huh? Poor girl. She opens up this vintage champagne. We all ganbei it. We gambe and then start destroying her about her business ideas.
No.
Okay,
it's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Hey, thanks for the champagne. You stupid. Idiot. How dare you think that way?
As you're killing her keg.
As I'm drinking all of her beer and her champagne.
So, how dare you?
And the chef raiding her kitchen for whatever he could find.
Yeah, he was in there just taking out steaks.
Taking out steaks and we're eating. And you're an idiot. How dare you even open your mouth in our presence while we eat your food and drink your beer and wine and champagne. So,
we're at a friend's restaurant. she's hosting us, and then somehow
you idiot!
You guys got into an argument of like about her business idea. She got mad and left.
She got mad and left after her own restaurant.
She walked out of her own restaurant, after left us all there.
After she left us with her vintage champagne that she got for her birthday.
No, she was super stoked. She was very happy at it, and she actually. That's the thing. Look, no, she's super sweet, and she didn't drink that champagne with her friends.
Anyway, so it was good talking to you guys this week. I think we should run out the house and go to Bison Cat for 25 R&B beers.
We need to give a score to Grandma's Kitchen.
I was trying to do that, and everybody ignored me. Remember I said 8 for atmosphere?
And then you stopped.
Because we started talking about something retarded. You idiot! I'm drinking your water and using your heat and... You're stupid.
I'm gonna spike the mic and leave. Okay, 8 for atmosphere. I give it an 8 for atmosphere. What about you, Wally?
Yeah, I give it 7.5, just because it's in a shopping mall. I'm not a fan of
shopping malls. No windows. There's no windows. You know, there's no like.
Yeah, but once you get here's what I like about it. Once you get inside, you can pretend like you're not in a shopping mall. You can forget you're in a shopping mall. That's what they've done well. But it's still in a shopping mall, so I got to give it seven.
Okay.
And a half.
Food?
Okay.
For the food?
I'll let Wally start, because he's vegan, then I'll give mine.
Yeah, from the veggie aspect, I give it a 5, you know?
Well, that's actually not bad. 5's not bad, dude.
I would give it...
5's a C plus... C.
No, it's five, a D. C. It's a F. It's a fail. You need 60% to fail. Out of 10, you need 60% to get a D. So yeah. C is a 75, right?
Yeah. A five is not bad. It's average. Five's average.
It's very average food. Very average food to me.
I thought it was very average as well. So I would give it a 5 as well. Even I'm not a vegan or a vegetarian, and with all the food I've had, again, like I said, maybe we chose wrong. I'm willing to give it another try, but so far I would just give it a 5.
Me personally, I am not going to score the food until I go back again, because for some reason I feel that I need to go back.
Well, based on your experience, yes, exactly. But based
I need to like this place.
But based on your experience now, what would you give it?
What did you have today? What did you score for you had today?
I told you 5. I would say
a 4.
Even 4, yeah, that makes sense. I
wasn't super stoked on anything.
No. The thing is, what pisses me off was the crispy. You know what I'm saying? I'm going off the recommendation of the menu. This is giving thumbs up. It was like the 4-star, the crispy duck. This thing comes out, this corpse, and it's greasy and not good, not crispy. It was not crispy at all. But Grandma's Home, check it out. But I could skip it.
IAPM Mall, amazing.
You know what? It's a kind of place, if you have relatives visiting from outside and you don't want to take them to a kind of a dirty place, you know, just want to eat some Chinese food, you take them there. All right, so should we sign off with this?
I think that's it.
All right, guys.
This is David Tan.
Wally.
Jeffrey Wong.
So long.
Bye-bye.
China. MSG.